Introducing Collide Goss, a podcast about two immature best friends who run a few businesses together and live for the goss and the margies. Join us as we goss about our lives, our work, and our friends, anonymously, of course.
And this is the ritual. Every morning she'll get up and go to the toilet and go...
and wake you me up. Always tell
it's
this
like
story.
It's like 5:30 in the morning. That's how I know it's time to get up.
Hi, everyone.
What is going on, Stephanie?
Going on is we're about to go into the long weekend. Happy Easter.
Happy bloody Easter.
I've been hitting those little tiny chalky eggs hard.
I had a little one last night because I had to, I was telling Steph I went and saw my grandpa.
Oh yeah.
His respite care and I stopped in at the local petrol station to quickly get like a treat for him. And like I got this big box of like, you know, the mix of Easter eggs. Walked into his room and he was like, fucking eyes lit up. He's like, oh my God, let's open them now because Eddie really wanted one. And he got out this big egg thing. And then I just like suddenly just like smelt something.
And he let out the geriatric fart.
Oh, he let out a little fart, but he was enjoying his chocolate egg so much. Eddie, did you smell that? Didn't you? Sorry, Eddie's in the background here and I actually didn't bring it up with him. He was in the room. Maybe it was Eddie. I know, I just had this like lingering smell.
Eddie didn't fluff.
No, I can, you recognize your partner's fluff, so it wasn't his.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever smelled Jarch's fart.
Mate, that is so fucking weird.
He never farts.
No, he, that's
like,
not
he does,
true.
He does. I actually had a dream last night that I was farting and I'm scared that it translated.
You don't fart in front of him just like when you want?
I can't.
Steph, really?
I'm not allowed. Yes, I can't.
I thought you still do it though.
Occasionally I will to have a laugh, but like I really respect that boundary is huge for him.
I've stepped over that boundary a long time ago now.
Yeah, yeah. That's I'm jealous. I've always had that kind of dynamic in prior relationships.
I used to like, you know, double take on it being like, oh, shall I let it out? And now I'm like, nah, fuck it.
Does Eddie fart him? Yes, obviously.
Eddie, yeah, we both fart in front of each other. But I don't like when he farts. It's gross. But then I do it. But I'm like, I do it in the bathroom. That's my rule. Like, go and do it in the bathroom. No, I don't.
Eddie, do you want to come chime in on this one?
No, it's all right.
He yelled from across the room that you do it in bed.
That's by accident if they're let off. Don't, yeah, come on. No, I don't like what you say about my farts.
No,
it's really embarrassing.
Get on, get in love.
He said,
because I don't want people to tell fibs. Now, what Ella does is she has a ritual.
No, I don't.
You do. You have a ritual, and this is the ritual. Every morning she'll get up and go to the toilet and go,
and wake me up. You always tell this
story. It's like 5:30 in the morning. That's how I know it's time to get up. Because Ella's gone and dropped her guts. But then. What she'll do is I'll do like a little fluff in the bed.
It's not little, like a little though. One.
Okay, let's force Ella. What's his little fluff?
Your little fluffs are not little and they stink.
Okay. But she'll like get really angry at me, like punch
off. I don't know
sort
what
of
it's
territory.
I just hate it.
And then
in the
she'll
bed.
Just do the biggest ones.
No, that, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yours are huge. One of them the other day woke me up in the middle of my sleep.
Okay.
It was fucked.
Can we just clarify that never
and it
really
stunk.
Happened.
Do you remember that one? I almost threw up.
But that's not, that's a one-off. And you have to admit that. That is not
like
normal.
This was like 2 weeks ago.
And
it was fucked. I was like, I almost thought we had to take you to hospital.
I apologized. I said that does stink and I didn't mean to do
it
that.
It was so bad it woke me up. Like my eyes were watering and shit.
Oh, fuck off.
I almost threw up.
Okay.
I swear to God. And it was like 2 a.m.
Eddie, exactly.
She was asleep.
I know.
No, I don't know. Who knows?
I was like, whoopsies. Oh, that does stink. I was embarrassed. I didn't mean to do it. Like, you know, when you get away with it, you're like, yes, like that doesn't smell.
Yeah, it was fucked. It was probably the worst thing I've ever smelled. And it was super loud.
Yeah, that was bad.
So she's got four.
But I'm
don't
saying,
worry
like,
about that.
Usually in the morning, like, I have to let out, like, I'm just doing a wee, though.
Yeah, no, I get that. But it's more about when you do them in the bed.
I know. Well, maybe I have problems. So just like, fuck. Leave me alone. Walk away, off you get. Everyone knows. I hope everyone understands that Eddie is like a huge exaggerator. Like, just, like, maybe down that, like, 10 times and maybe that's
you know
the
what?
Truth.
I get it.
What?
I get it that would have been embarrassing, that smelly fart. And it was 2 a.m. It was 2 a.m. You were asleep.
I think recently you go through stages, don't you reckon, when they do smell? Like, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're hungover sometimes?
No, I think it's hormonal.
Everything appears to be hormonal.
I blame everything on hormones.
Is there a way to remove my hormones?
could get some injections or something.
I'm fucking over every, like, it's, I, like.
Well, we both woken up with headaches, which is hormonal. I looked at my thing.
Yeah, but my headache is related to my fucking neighbour. I've had it.
Yeah, I know. You wanted to talk about this.
I've had it with her. Honestly, the way, okay, so this woman lives in a, I would say, $30 million home. Would you say less?
Less, but it's nice. It's big, but I don't think it's.
Maybe 30. 20, maybe 15.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's cut it even, 15, yeah.
But I'm just going off, like, a house that recently sold. Like, they've got a pool.
Yeah, it's big.
It's
this
huge.
This is a big, nice house with water views, yeah.
Yeah.
Just picture that.
Picture that. So, like, picture hopefully feeling quite content, but money doesn't make you happy anyway. They've got these two.
But it does a bit.
Beautiful, but it does. Like, I'd be fucking happy as Larry in there. But she's got these two little girls. I'm going to say that they're like 10 and 12.
Are they cute?
Okay. I don't know, but this story's quite funny. Like, they've learned to mimic the mum.
Oh, my gosh.
And since the time we've moved in, she screams the house down morning and night. So she starts at around 6. It starts usually at 6:15 a.m. And she will start screaming. She'll be like, Michael, Michael, like screaming at her husband. She'll be like to her little girls, like, get the fuck up. Like, get the fuck up. Like, you are so fucking late for school. You made everyone fucking late. Blah, blah, blah.
Are you laughing? Are you like, this is very concerning?
No, so I have the window open because I have a portable aircon. And when it starts, I turn the aircon off and I listen.
You have your ritual in the morning.
Yeah, I have my ritual. Anyway, yesterday was a crazy one because the girl, which I just can't even get my head around, the girls had obviously had someone sleep over, another girl called Charlie.
That's brave of them. I'd be like, no sleepovers. I don't want anyone seeing my mom.
No, so she was screaming like that. You're fucking late, Lola. And now you've made Charlie late. You fucking made Charlie late.
Oh, my
Charlie,
God.
What do you think about that?
No.
Yeah, swear to God. And the dad's just like not really saying anything. And then they squabble with one another. But they, in every single one of my tutoring kids, knows about her. Like,
could you,
it's
like,
no, it's becoming an issue.
Could you maybe run into her outside and be like, hey, I just want to see if everything's all right. Like, I have heard you being pretty upset lately.
Yeah, well, Jarch and I have discussed that.
Could Jarch say it more as a guy? Jarch
is like, I do want to say something because I don't want to scare the kids, but I know one day I'm going to just lose it.
Yeah.
Because it's every single morning.
Well, more mean like we just want to reach seeing if you're all right. Like, is everything okay? Or maybe ask the husband.
I know.
Maybe ask the husband more, being like, we're just a bit concerned. Like,
well, I was talking to my neighbour downstairs about it because she obviously hears it as well. And she's like, oh, it's just a tricky one because like kids can be so difficult. And I'm like, yeah, but I've never heard you scream at your daughter like that ever.
No. And telling them like. And, they
and look, swearing at them.
And you can't hear them screaming back. So they're obviously
no,
quite timid.
No. You know? And it's like. I don't know. I feel
can
like
you just write them a letter, even just being like, "We here. Like, is everything all good?"
Yeah, I could. I could do all of the above.
Not maybe the letter, because then they can't. They could just throw it out. It'd be better to kind of, because maybe she is mentally not okay though.
I think she's like on. Well, that's what I was saying to Judge. Like, all I hear is her screaming, but like she's got a whole persona outside of that. Like
obviously, you don't want her being taken away from the kids or anything. It's not
fuck
like that.
No.
Like that. But like you just want to know.
And like I remember I would have screaming matches with my mum constantly, but they're too young. And I heard the girls yesterday because what separates our apartment is like a big driveway that they have because it's like their house and then another house at the back. And so I can always hear the little girls running down and the two little girls are running down. They're like, oh, fucking hell, like, pick that up. Fucking, like, they repeat their mum.
Oh, they were,
swear,
like, laughing, yeah.
And no, they
swear. Oh, they're
swear.
Doing
that's
it
that's their
seriously.
Own, yeah. Yeah.
I think it wouldn't be as concerning if they were yelling back, like, having to go at the mum back, you know?
They're not.
I heard, actually, on that note, I actually walked past, I was walking the dog the other day, and it was really quiet in this street, and I heard, I stopped because I was like, what the fuck? And there was this like mum like screaming, like there's like nothing left. It's all foam. Losing it, like completely losing it to the point where it does like stop you in your tracks a bit, being like, fuck, I hope the kids are okay. Even though I know people fight, I fucking yell. You know, like things happen. But you hear it every day, so.
And it's just, it's like that line, but this is unusual. This is daily.
Is the husband like a timid little man that runs?
No, the husband is like, I don't know how he does it with her, but he's a weirdo too. He'll often yell back at the wife.
Really? You didn't tell me that. So he does stand up for himself.
Oh, yeah. No, he's in control. I just think he has a separate life that he lives maybe outside of her.
Well, you just think she's unfair.
He's at work.
Well, maybe that's why she's like that.
Yeah, because she's always like, Michael, I told you. I reckon I have hundreds of recordings.
I know, I need to watch some of them.
I've sent you one.
One of them before and I was like,
yeah,
wow.
It was not good.
It's been, you talked to her in the street? Like when you
never. She nearly ran me over the other day.
Oh, she was in a rush.
Yeah, she's always, she's angry at all times.
That's, it's a hard one. It is a real hard one. I don't think I've ever had to get involved with anything like that. Ever.
I've heard like maybe one smack, but not definitive, and like you can't assume those things. But then someone was like, you could just call the police and ask them for advice as to what to do. But I feel sorry for the girls. Like, it makes me really, really upset, like, for them.
You don't want anything like that, yeah.
If it's like, I don't hear any love coming from that home.
Yeah. But then you don't.
I would never hear that, yeah.
If it's every day, though, that's an issue.
It's twice a day. It's twice a day. It's 6 a.m., 3 p.m. So when they wake up, when they get home from school, and then getting them to bed. Dinner time is really, like, she fucking loses it every dinner. No, she's like, set the table, do this. Why? She gets really pissed off when they take her bathroom products. Like,
and you can hear that. You know how specific the fights are.
Yeah. She's like, that is my special shampoo. And they're like, I'm like.
It's like maybe she's never had sisters before. Maybe you'll be like that.
Well, maybe. Like, I feel like. I feel like I'm going to be cursed if I have a girl because of how much me and my mum fought. Like, we really went at it.
I know, that's the thing, because my mum didn't have – obviously we bickered with my mum, but, like, I had sisters to take it out on. That was, like, I never really fought over shit with my mum, you know?
No, you have a very different relationship with your mum.
Like, but my sisters are, like, fucking fight.
You more butt heads with your dad, would you say?
He is more
– because you're quite similar.
I don't think we're similar. I wouldn't say we're similar. I think Ruby's more similar to him, I've decided.
As in, sorry?
Hey, we're hotheads.
Hotheads, yeah.
Both
your mum's not a hothead.
Mum's not a hothead.
Your mum's more a slow boil.
Yeah.
Slow burn.
Slow burn, but that can be just as frustrating. Mm. Anyway, I won't get into that.
Family dynamics, hey?
How's your week been? What's been happening, though?
Week has been good.
Yeah, week it was.
Weekend I chilled.
Judge was away.
Judge was away. Oh, I tutored all day Sunday. Yeah, it was so good. Went to the office. Love that.
Sunday sesh. Okay, so first Sunday being fresh probably for a bit.
I still think I'm on the back. Like,
oh, you're sick though.
Because I was sick. I don't feel as fresh as I would like to.
Yeah, it's always the case, don't you think?
Yes. I joined Peaches Pilates and I've been going to their hot mat. I did a class with Caitlin Ratcliffe.
Shout out, Caitlin.
It was amazing. Like, I feel it's really good.
I know. I wish it was closer. It's just too far for me to go in the morning.
I just think for me that's perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start doing that.
That's great. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I saw she was doing run club thing. That'd be good for you because it's not too far.
Yeah, she told me to come, but I'm like, I don't know about
that. It's all
flat.
I think you should try. It's probably a good intro to it. you don't like running with people, but it's probably
I would love to be able to do that. It's just the last time I went on a jog with Josh, which was literally 900 meters, I died. I got a migraine straight after.
I think you just have to look at your hormones again, look at where you're up to in your period and be like, there's definitely days that you can do it.
When is my period
due? I need to send you this thing, actually. It was a really good explaining thing about when you should do what exercise. I've got it here.
Oh, yeah, can
you? For people with, like, not people, just in general, all females.
What's my thing called, flow? No, I've got a different one.
Yeah, you've got a different one to me. This one is, so I think this will be good for you because you can assess, like, where you're at.
I'm logged out.
Female exercise optimization. Look. So it tells you like days 1 to 14 what you should do. Ovulation.
Oh, yeah. Can you send me that?
Yeah. Do you follow her?
No.
You need to follow this chick.
Who is it?
Kayla Barnes. I feel like a lot of people will know who she is, but she does like really good quotes and like she's all into health and like talks about like everything to do with like wellness and stuff.
Okay.
And really good like pointers and stuff like that. Like Please I send. Save a lot of her things and how to like start the day, like start with one cold shower, walking in the sun in the AM, ditching, like just reminders, you know, stuff that you kind of know, but you want to be reminded when you wake up.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
The Himalayan rock salt's really helping me, I will say.
Oh, yeah. Fuck,
whatever been, it's called, Celtics, whatever.
I've been a bit lazy. I did it yesterday. How do you do it every day?
Yeah.
I find the
habits are easier when you're in an office. I don't know why.
Really?
For me, because it's just there.
And ready to go. Yeah. And you're kind of thinking about it.
Yeah.
I just do dot points as well. Like if I don't remember, like I have to always put down like meditation, journal, like so I can tick it off. So I know, like it's kind of like, oh fuck, I didn't get around to that. Like,
or put it on the fridge or something.
Yeah. I just like ticking things off. It makes me feel more.
There's psychology behind
that. Yeah.
Anyway, my weekend was boring. How's the F1?
Oh yeah, I went to F1. It was good. It was a quick trip. We flew down like really early Saturday morning, like got up at the crack of dawn. Got to Melbourne there like very early, checked in and then like got like went straight there for the whole day. I'm not into like, I don't know anything about car racing. So I felt kind of guilty because I was saying there's heaps of people that like love it. They're like, fuck you. Like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't even know you like cars. Like so random. but it's actually fucking very popular sport. Obviously, I know that's a stupid thing to say, but there were so many people there. It was packed. Really good atmosphere. Great setup. Like we went with St. Hugo's, which is this beautiful wine. I will say, God, I'm going to push them a bit.
Yeah.
Beautiful drop of red wine.
Are you back into the Reds?
Yeah. So it's Daniel Ricciardo, who I do know is an F1 driver.
Hottie.
So it's a collaboration with him. He's done like a wine.
He's so sexy.
He's hot. They actually had a really good chilled wine there.
Oh, I love chilled wine.
Really good, which
I
want to get.
Will you put it in the show notes?
Yeah. I've got the red wine at home as well. I'll put them all in. They're actually all amazing.
On that note, Akari started following us.
Oh, my God, I know, on to drinks. Eddie got really angry at me because we actually haven't pushed his good day.
Oh.
I was crapping on about it, about Akari. But it's totally different, by the way, Ned. It is totally different.
But what I will say is that then we're going to go back to you because I keep interrupting you. Jarch, every single morning, Jarch is a man who is not a creature of habit or routine. His day is just really depends on what his vibe is. But every single morning he gets up, he takes my glass and my special straw and makes his good day.
And does it stain the straw because it's got turmeric?
No, it doesn't. Right. But he just gets it and then he's
That's good.
Powering through the day. And Eddie, I've tried it. It's unbelievable. I would consider for your next drop to do a liquid form.
What do you mean pre-mixed?
Like a Nakari form.
Oh, you just love Akari. And he's like, let me have a look at this bottle. It's very different. It's totally different.
Totally different.
But I will say this is a big seller. So the doctor that I crap on about here, Kate, that everyone goes to now.
Dr. Kate Norris.
Dr. Kate. So Burma goes to her and brought the like ingredient list to her to like look at. And she was like, and I went in there after and I was like, oh, by the way, like, you know, she's like, oh, your partner started a
Ned, don't
supplement
put it in that
brand. I mean, like a supplement drink. And oh, she was like, it's actually all amazing. The ingredients like are really good. Like they've killed it.
Could you pass me the ingredient list, Ned?
And Eddie's been getting some great reviews, haven't you?
Yep.
God, we're pushing it now. They're actually like, the reviews are really good.
Changing lives.
I'm like, Jesus.
Changing lives and bodies, as they say.
I think it's funny because as I say, like, don't you reckon girls. And she said, Kate said that's asking about if Eddie was on anything because I'm like, Eddie really needs to come and see you. And she goes, if he's taking that every day, that's all he needs at the moment.
Oh.
It's got everything in there.
Okay, so it's got everything you need. We're doctor approved, like
Literally. Legitimately.
We are not health professionals, but she is. So.
And she's very into all her, like, obviously tells me what to eat every day and organic foods and what not to eat. And she was a high approval of Good Day. So
okay.
That's a good sell.
Okay, the website is... Do you not have it on your packet?
What?
You don't have your website.
Be good.
Health.
B BeGoodHealth.com.au.
BeGoodHealth.com.au, and it will help with energy, stress, liver, memory. Oh, I need that. Immune health, need that. Antioxidants.
Yeah. I think a lot of guys have been commenting, like, it's for girls as well, but it's funny because obviously, like, guys don't, like, we get into this stuff, like, a lot. Like, we love it. We're very into it, like, checking, getting checked and, like, what we can do for our body. But guys, like, obviously are not as interested. I feel like they do it later
but
on in life.
But you should be.
But you should be. And I think guys are actually very surprised at how much it's making a difference, like, energy-wise and
it's
stuff.
It's a good day to have a good day, eh?
Yeah.
Back to F1.
Back to F1 quickly. So, yeah, so it was great. Everything was really good. It was set up at the Marriott Bonvoy in there. So, like, they had, like, food, drinks, you know, you get there, everything's set up, like, ready to... There's
love
all little
the
activations, you know. Yeah. You've got, obviously, St. Hugo's, which we were sort of sitting in, but then they've got tequila upstairs and they've got all the, like, food, and then you can go walk along the where the track is up around all the boxes, and we did a track walk. But, like, I had no idea what the fuck was going on. The cars go so fast.
Did you get to watch the wheels being changed?
Yep. Did all that.
Oh, that's so cool.
That was really quick. But, again, it's so quick. Like, I was like, what? That's done. How do they do that that quick? It's over and out.
They're
professionally
trained.
They're
very good at what they do.
And very loud, I will say. And, yeah, I had a good time, though. And then
who won it?
The Ferrari guy. Am I right, Ned? Is he the hot one?
Alice Thames?
Carl something? Carlos Stone.
Carlos Thames.
And it was weird because I was like, I love the Ferrari one. I want to keep getting photos. I just want a photo with the Ferrari colours. Because I was like, isn't that what, that reminds me of like a real proper F1, like obviously like the Ferrari red, you know? And randomly I'd got these not even planned, my red ballet flats.
That's what I like to call matching.
Matching. And matching. Everyone's like, did you match to it? I was like, no, I just love red at the moment because the red's in. But then I matched, like, you know, hints of red.
It's a splash of red.
Yeah. I know. So that was fun. And then the next day we just chilled with my sister, tried out some new restaurants, which I can add in as recos for Melbourne. I feel like I'm fucking out in Melbourne all the time. So I have a lot of recos to give.
Love.
I tried out another sandwich shop called Nico's, which
yeah,
is
I've
so
heard of
good because I've tried a few out now. And now
you know
this
what?
One's the best.
You know when we did that sandwich branding?
Yeah.
That's who I based it off.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's very cool.
It's really cool. And then, came home, did a bit of shopping. Went back to my favourite swap shop. I got like another fella bikini top I found in there.
Cute.
And then I got some new Adidas.
That shirt. I like that shirt.
This is from my last one. This is H&M.
Oh, it looks like
it looks like the Garni one though, Grace said. Like exactly.
Or Rag and Mode one that I have.
This was like 20 bucks.
Where from?
These were from Swap or what? Oh, no, the other one, Goodbyes. This is St. Agni. I got them for like 50 bucks, like the waist pants.
Horny.
I know. The secondhand shops are all good. This is from Intimo and these are cotton on. These are like 50 bucks and they're the copy of all the expensive ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I like the ballet flat.
I'm yet to get into it though. I just like them because they're kind of really comfy.
Yeah.
These are flat though. If you have bad ankles like you do though, I don't think these would be great.
No.
I was talking about your little cankles today with Josh.
Yeah, my cankles.
Because we did the thing where you have to sit crouched down that you can't do. And Eddie's like, you know, Steph can't even do this. And Josh was like, I know, because her ankles are actually really fucked.
Yeah, they're fucked. I can't do anything. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
I think you said you were better at something
I'm
than
good
me
at
the other day, something you were good at.
I can
remember.
Do
flexible, maybe.
Pilates and yoga I can do.
Fine.
It's just more.
You're not as hunched as me, though.
No, it's more my
Your shoulders are more loose than mine, I think.
It's more my hips and my ankles are fucked.
Yeah. But that's why you go to Josh. Do you do all the stretching, the weird stretch stuff?
Yeah, yeah, we do all the stretching. But that I need to put into practice at home.
I know, I need to. Maybe we should remind each other because I really need to do that every day.
Same, but it's so boring.
Because I think it makes such a difference, like how you hold yourself and how you like.
Yeah, people who are like obsessed with fitness stretch for like an hour a day.
I know, but just like, don't you reckon you just look better? Like I'm like, just look uncomfortable all the time.
Posture,
I'm like
bad posture is disgusting. I and I can't fix
it's so
it.
So annoying.
And I constantly, do you know how bad it is to sit at your desk like this?
Yeah, it's bad. I love sitting like that.
And I sit like this.
Yeah.
I cannot sit like, these socks are fucked. They got to go. I cannot sit like this.
I know.
It's fucked.
Do you have that back? Did you get something for your back?
Since working at the office and having a computer chair, it's helped.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, what else happened this week? Not much. I can't even think what I did. The week went weirdly slow, weirdly fast. Thursday. I'm trying to think what else I fucking got up to. Did we do anything?
Sitting on the back end of this sickness a bit.
Yeah, so you've been sick. There's nothing really else exciting that went on. I'm trying to like think of anything actually
happened.
I'm
going to the Panthers tonight.
Oh, you've got that
if
on.
If I can get tickets.
That'll be fun.
So the initial sell was we're going on this date and you're going to go into the locker room of your favourite team, the Panthers.
This you and your favourite team. It's so funny. I just love it.
I know that you think you know me, but you actually don't because I was obsessed with Jerome. But I was obsessed with Jerome. I didn't know what team they were.
No, that's what I mean. You're obsessed with the players. With the story of the players, maybe.
Yeah. But also like all that. Yes, correct.
I'm saying you're not obsessed with the game. Like you're not like, oh my God, like this is like a dream. Like it's a newfound obsession, like a fad.
It's a fad. I do like, I don't go to games often, but when we have gone, it is exciting.
For you, yeah. Like it's a new fad, yeah, thing.
Yeah. So I'm seeing them.
Nice.
Tonight.
And will you get to meet them?
No, I won't.
Oh.
Taken off the table. It might be back on, I don't know. Why? Something to do with Jarch's management.
So wait, is Jarch a fan of the Panthers?
The Roosters, and they're
he's,
also
I was going to say, yeah, I swear he's Roosters. Yeah,
but
no.
Nathan Cleary isn't playing.
Devo. Does that make you sad? He's
yeah,
hot. I haven't actually been to a rugby game for fucking ages.
The last time I went was with you and that was so fun.
Yeah, no, I do like them. Rugby's my fave. Definitely better than car racing, I will say. More exciting. Sorry.
People would kill to do what you did.
No, I know. Like they're, it's good vibe. It's like, I like the vibe. I just don't get the racing, the watching cars go around a track. Like I just don't understand that.
But think about how obsessed guys are with cars.
I know, but you can't. The thing is for me, I'd like to see them do a sprint. I'd find that more exciting, but it's more the, you can't, you're there and you see them go past and that's it. But I'm not like, I'm not invested and I'm not educated enough on it. So I
and
can't.
And I think
really
if we had more goss on all the drivers, it would be pretty interesting.
I think I'd like if I went to Monaco as well, maybe I'd get into it.
Yeah, that track looks divine.
Pretty cool. But no, so yeah, we're both going away. I'm not going at the crack of dawn. You're going at 4 in the morning, which I feel like we need to address. It's a bit too early. So the Easter weekend's coming up.
I know.
So everyone's kind of, I feel like it won't be that crowded on the highway, I'm hoping. Let's touch some wood.
What's giving you that vibe?
Because I feel like we've done it before and it wasn't.
Maybe. What time are you going to leave?
Well, Eddie, you said 8. I don't know. We always end up doing later, though. By the time I, like, get organized, don't you reckon it just weirdly takes a long time to, like, pack and then, like, remember everything?
I'll have to do all of that today.
Yeah, I'm going to do it today. And, like, just, like, remembering just, like, weird things. I don't know. Maybe because of the dog, I've got to, like, pack all his shit. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, my big ones are, like, contact lenses, a cardi.
But what are you, what's your plans for when you get there? Do you have like, oh, you've got some fun plans.
Yeah. So the camping, the annual camping trip, which
oh my
used
God,
to
this
be
is this thing.
Yeah.
Why used, are you doing it?
No, it used to be at a place called, Copeton Dam. But thank the fucking Lord, they've moved it to a property in Walcar. So usually we would drive to Walcar, which is 5 hours, and then another 3 hours to Copeton Dam. And that for me was like lots of fun, but also like in a tent camping.
Shut up. You didn't think it was fun.
No. The day was fun. the sleeping in the tent was not. That's not for me.
You just went – you never slept in the tent. You did it once, didn't you, the tent?
No, I've been 3 years in a row, but
didn't
I've –
did you always leave though?
No. So the first 3 years – I had a tent, then I upgraded.
You forgot your clothes on you?
Yeah, I forgot my entire suitcase 1 year. That was fucked. I was like, oh my God. And I packed all these like cream nice.
Wasn't that when you were like kind of new with Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember like, that moment right there, I remember being like, someone airlift me back to my mum because I am wigging out. But we, hello.
Hi.
We went, what happened? Okay, yeah, so the first one I was in just a normal tent.
And that was, oh my God. Then we used to go home with all the mums, didn't you?
No, then the second time, no, because you can't go home when you're that far away. The second time
why?
I got, because it's 3 hours away.
Oh, there's no house you can stay in?
No.
On the farm?
No, no, no. This is at Copeton Dam. Oh, this is a camping spot.
It's actual camping.
It's camping. Then the second time I got like a bed in like, so they, some of them have hectic camper things where it's like the tent attaches to the top of the car and it's a bed, and that was better. And I got that 2 years in a row. And then 3 years in, I said, hey, this is the real me. I don't like camping. I don't like any of that. I will not be attending. And then it came to Walker. So now it's like literally 20 minutes from the house. So I go and then I go home.
Yeah, which I think is a better plan.
So much better.
So it's happening this year though, the camping thing. The boys are going to camp somewhere
in
the house.
Yeah.
Does Toby and stuff do it?
No, they don't go. Mm. Toby's mum doesn't like camping.
So she stood her ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said no.
So you'll go back to the house and just chill.
Yeah. And then on Saturday we're having lunch with Jarch's best mate with like a couple of his friends, which will be really fun because their house is so nice. And it will just be like, I wonder if we're playing tennis.
Just chill vibes.
Chill vibes. And then Sunday, no idea. Might go to the vintage shop.
No, but nothing will be open. It's Easter Sunday.
No, the Black Barn will be open.
Oh, will it?
He's always open.
Yeah, fun. I don't know what we're – oh, yeah, actually,
what's the plan for Dubbo?
Oh, we're going to the Indian Restaurant, obviously, on the first night.
What do you order? Butter
I get, chicken? Like, everything. Definitely butter chicken. I love, like, the tandoori chop, like, the chops. The tandoori with the yogurt sauce. I love that.
Yum.
Then there's one that Belle loves that I always get because when I went – now I remember – what's it called? Yeah, I have to get it. I have to get the name up. It's some weird other chicken dish. And then I love, obviously, the naan, like a garlic naan.
Yum.
I love the spinach one, you know, spinach.
Yeah. You introduced me to that. One.
Fuck, what else do we get? I don't know. It's all pretty good there. So we've got that booked in. Then we'll go to the pub the next day, I think, to watch footy. Is there some footy game on? I don't know. And then.
Is there a footy game on?
Yes? Okay, so I'm right. Yeah. Then Sunday we're having a barbie.
Oh yeah.
I'm trying to decide what sides I should make.
Do you know what I love that I want you to
Reco's welcome.
You don't like corn.
Yeah, I do.
The creamed corn from Toddy's. I need that recipe.
Have you looked up on Pinterest like anything?
No, similar? Of course not. But you should make that.
I've got actually corn in the fridge from Raiders.
So creamed corn. Very what? Country dish. Mm. I think it had like feta and coriander on top or something.
I'll do that. Yum. I'm into corn now because I went to Mexico and I liked it.
Corn's lit.
Yeah.
It's not very good for you.
Surely it's a vegetable, whatever.
Shove it up your ass.
And then Monday drive home. Oh, we're going to go to the zoo. I'm going to go to the zoo Monday morning. I haven't been to the fucking Dubbo Zoo since like the first time I went to Dubbo and Eddie took me there.
Are you going
to
bring Toddy in?
You can't bring dogs. That would be fun though. It'd be so funny watching him with the animals.
He would fucking lose his
shit. He'd be like so wigged out. He's only just got used to the horses in Centennial Park.
But do you know what's so weird? Like he'll never ever meet really any other animals.
I know.
He's like he'll like never see a giraffe in his life.
Oh, giraffe? No. Fuck no. That's random. I think horses are the biggest thing he'll ever meet.
What animal do you reckon he'd get on with most at the zoo?
Maybe like a turtle or something.
Yeah.
Because it's chilled and it can hide in its shell.
And not get eaten.
Yeah. Because it'll be like, and he can just like knock it with his nose.
Yeah, that'd be such a cute photo.
Because we've actually met a turtle at the park. So me and Toddy go to Centennial Park together and there's this one spot. It is fucking weird. And I kid you not, it actually didn't happen the other day with Eddie. But I go to this special spot. Well, it's special because it always happens at this spot. And me and Toddy like stand over and we're like, oh, what's happening in the pond? And then this turtle always comes and says, hey.
Oh, so they're like twin flames, soul connection.
Well, they're just very interested in the shadow on the water and they come up. But like I took Ruby the other day and she's like, this is so cool. I can't believe they've come up and said hello. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like look at all the turtles. Centennial Park. It's so fun in
Do
there.
You think they also maybe expect to be fed?
Yeah, they're like interested in the shadow looking over. Like, but it's pretty cute.
Turtles are
and
really
Toddy
cute.
He likes them. He like looks and he's like, oh, cute.
Oh, so he's not like trying to jump in and kill it.
No, he'll more do that with like a big bird. He'll
yeah,
like,
the
he
birds.
Pulled me in the other day.
Yeah,
he was
I
like,
couldn't
fuck yeah.
take Kobe.
Yeah,
down.
But he's getting better. You just have to do it over and over again. Anyway, I love talking about my dog. Move on. And that's it really for my weekend. Woo. We're both going country.
We're going country, girl.
Country girls. But I wanted to end on, oh, fuck, well, I did want to end on, no one's voted, but I'm going to get Steph to eat a pho. And I was thinking sushi, we were saying.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of stuff that stuff I find can't hard. Eat. Sushi?
Yep.
Oh.
Pho.
Oh. Noodles.
But pho is
just
noodles.
Start with the pho.
I want to do the maybe pho and sushi and we'll set up like a table and I can try and teach you.
That'd be great.
Okay?
Yeah. Because
like last night that we went to Japanese and it was sort of like, it was interesting. Like we got.
Me too.
Did you? Yeah, we got tofu, like the Where'd tofu. You go? Just the one near.
Oh, yeah.
I got neutral way. And they expected us just to eat it with the chopsticks with the liquid. And I'm like, I wonder how they do this. They must just sip out.
They sip.
Liquid after. But we share it though. But I would happily like sip it like that. But like it is hard to eat that with chopsticks, I will say.
Very difficult. It a
go. Yeah.
Honestly, everything is hard for me to eat. Really.
That spaghetti.
Oh yeah, that I can't eat either. But you don't know how to do it either.
No.
I think you are meant to
twist it, yeah, like
twist it and then put it on the spoon.
Yeah.
Who the fuck has time for that?
I'm just hungry. When I'm like carb loading, I'm like, fuck, like I just want to like
chow biting down on my fork. I do a lot.
That. Which then everyone started, Eddie started commenting that I did, but I still believe that I got that off you.
Yeah, you did, but it's funny how.
You just like pick up on it.
Yeah, how yeah. you just did that.
And I don't know. Unconsciously. I never knew that I started it and I don't notice when I do it, but Ruby notices it too, being like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Hmm. Anyway.
It's like a habit.
It's a habit. What recommendations do you want to add
what
on?
What was the peak and pit of your week?
Oh, yeah, I had that. Fuck. Peak. Was, oh my God, what the fuck have I done? I actually don't, my memory's really fucked. What's Same. Your peak?
I don't know
What else
know
did
yet.
You do?
Oh, peak was exercising a fair bit this week.
I haven't done that much actually this week. I've done the opposite. Peak was, oh, maybe seeing my grandpa then last night. That was nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Pit
was his fart.
Yeah. And waking up with a headache this morning.
Yeah, pit for me has been.
Do you think it's hard to think back? I need to look at my phone, what I've done.
Pit might be. I think waking up with a headache, and I've still got one now. It's pissing me off.
We both got it. It's really weird. It's fucking annoying.
Oh, actually, my peak has been just eating the best food constantly every day. Like just like
Are you
cinnamon
ordering?
Scrolls.
You're ordering Uber Eats hot now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cinnamon scrolls, hot cross buns, chocolate Easter eggs.
Maybe that's why you have a headache.
I haven't had that today though.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is your favourite time of year, hey, like Easter, because you see chocolate. What chocolate eggs are your favourite, since you love chocolate?
The chocolate eggs, which I'm going to bring in for you next week
Where
to
do you
try.
Get them? I need to go get some now.
No, this is a recipe that's made at camping. They're called nest eggs. Have you seen them? Oh, my God.
I need
God.
To look it up. What, you can make oh. them? How do you make them? Can I make them?
Oh, my God, you need to make these.
Have you made them before?
No, I get them made by, I get them made. Josh's family friend Mindy makes them and I asked for extra and she's honestly made so many.
Burnt nest eggs?
Mindy. Burnt yeah, nest eggs. They're called nest eggs.
It's just this one? They have, is it cupcakes?
No, that's not it. Hold on.
You have to send it to me. It sounds good.
Anyway, hold on. Let me actually just get this video for you because it's very, very
Does cool. she send these recipes to you or what?
No, no. She just makes them.
Okay. I want to see.
Oh, where are they? Oh, I can't find them.
Okay, we'll send it. I'll put I'll it in the show it. Notes.
Anyway, that's that.
Because I need to go buy some eggs now. But I'm a personal fan of like, I love Lindt, but a lot of people like.
I hate Lindt.
Yeah, you don't.
There's
like
something
it.
Weird about that
I love
texture.
The creamy.
It's
love
very
it.
Jizzy in the mouth.
God, talk for
it's
yourself.
Too explosive.
Oh, what? Too much fanny tickles after
no,
it.
No, like yuck.
Oh, I
it's
love
too
it.
Too wet
creamy.
Inside.
I love it.
But recommendations. Fuck. Not going too well today. Oh, buy a pack of the hot cross buns from Sonoma.
Yeah, which we just did.
They're really good.
They've run out of the chocolate ones though.
And the cinnamon scroll with cream in it from Sonoma. I'm actually a fucking huge fan of Sonoma.
You are. How about the other one, the new Messina one? Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, the Messina Bakery.
Should I be going there to get more? I wonder if they've got egg stuff in there. That'd be fun. What's that called again? The new one?
I don't know. It's somewhere in Surry Hills.
No, it's in Darlinghurst. It's right near where we worked.
Oh, maybe I'll go there later. Yeah. Or the line will be too big. I'll wig out.
My recos, I did Nico's in Melbourne. And then have I done swap? That I got a bag there yesterday.
You did.
Online. It was like up on the story and I was like, I fucking need that. Message them and got it.
What bag?
It's like a low A one for so cheap for what it was. Like
low A?
How do you say it? Low A? Low A.
Oh my God, did you see Claudia's meme about that?
That's why I think I said it, because she said, how did she say it?
When you say Loewe, right? I think it's Loewe.
She did a funny thing. That's what it reminded me of. Yeah. She asked, how do you pronounce it? But I keep saying Loewe.
I got a Loewe bag, actually.
How do you say it then?
Loewe.
You do say it Loewe. I just sound weird. That just sounds so weird. But right. I got it. Anyway, tote bag. It's really cool.
Hey, Siri, how do you say Loewe, the bag?
Do they know how to say it?
Oh, fucking hell.
Loewe. That sounds weird. Anyway, but I'll go. Yeah.
What color is it?
It's pink and brown. It's quite different.
Pink and brown.
Pink
I love
and brown,
that.
Which I love.
Wait.
But I've already said that. So, yeah. So what
how do you pronounce Loewe, the brand? Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Hello.
I don't pronounce anything right.
No, you don't.
But like,
you said something the other day and I just couldn't be bothered, but it was very funny. I can't remember, but I loved it.
I tried to talk to my neighbor because she,
Oh.
Is that how you
say
it?
Sorry, no.
What the fuck is this?
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of Spanish luxury fashion house specializing in leather goods, clothing, perfumes, and other fashion accessories.
Shut
and
up.
Founded in 1846. How do you go about pronouncing this name? It's not Loewe, but rather Loewe.
Loewe.
Yes. I'll
that
try.
Is straightforward.
How do I say Loewe or something?
I got a Loewe.
I just like, you know, when I'm not like a huge like.
But also there's no V in the word. It's confusing.
That's why it's confusing. And I'm going to say I don't really shop like those top tier brands, really. No. I just got it for a good price. I was like, fuck yeah.
Is it a straw bag?
No, it's like the tote. So I could put like, it's a good like airport bag. Because I keep saying I don't have like a bigger, nice like bag to put my laptop in.
Oh, it's a
in.
Tote.
It's like a tote. Yeah.
Oh, I love a tote.
So it's not like a little one. I don't need
Toto Africa.
Yeah. So what, okay, sorry. I've already done that as a reco. So I'm going to do Nico's and I'm going to do, oh, Cotton On. I'm going to do these.
Yeah, they're really
I think
cute.
They're cute and they're a good price. And also Glassons. I got a really cute bag there for the races, like a red bag.
Glassons is the best.
I love it. So I'll put them as my recos. And oh, Avant Studio. They've got some really cute pieces. I've got one of their things on now.
Yes.
They've got all these
I love
new
that
campaign.
Silver's really making a comeback.
Yes. I know. I feel like I was all over that.
Yeah. Really I feel fun. Like it's making a secondary comeback. Yeah. Maybe.
You just hold on to your gold though still. It will come back.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Mix it up.
But that's about it.
Love you guys. Bye. Bye.